A big shout out to the HubSpot Podcast Network for supporting this episode. Stay inspired with more podcasts that help grow your business at hubspot.com/podcast network. Are your prospects getting stuck in your sales pipeline? Do you find it difficult to get prospects to take action to move the deal forward so that you can close the deal and move on? Do you have deals that you're working on that if the prospect made any effort whatsoever, they'd close and you'd be able to add some value to them? Well, in this video, I'm going to show you how you can drive more urgency in your sales process so that you can get more deals done quicker. Hi, my name is Will and I make selling simple. Now, for a buyer to make a purchase from you, they've got to break through what we call status quo. And the status quo is defined as the current state of affairs. The problem is that for most B2B sales, the buyer can defer, they can hold back, they cannot spend their money, and none of it is going to be life-threatening to them. I've never seen a B2B purchase be a matter of life or death. So let's take a look at how we can break through the status quo with three ways to add more urgency to the sales process so that, number one, we can get our commission checks paid out. And number two, obviously we can solve a problem for the buyer and make their lives better as well. So let's get into it. So another way of thinking about the status quo is a brick wall stopping the buyer moving from an unresolved pain to their bigger, brighter future reality. And this is what our product does. We help them get from one side to the other. So what could be this wall? What could be this barrier that is the status quo that's stopping our buyers making progress? Well, the first thing that can represent this wall of status quo is if the gap is too small. Let me explain what I mean by that. This is the gap between where your buyer is and where they're trying to get to. If it's only a little distance, they might think, okay, well, what's the point? There's going to have to put loads of effort into getting this deal done. There's paperwork, I've got to pay out. It's a lot of hassle just to solve a small, measly problem. They might even think, hey, I'll just do it myself. It isn't that big of a deal. I'll just crack on with it and I'll do it next month, next quarter, next year. I don't need the help of the salesperson to solve this problem. So what we need to do is stretch out the gap in the mind of the buyer, the perceived length or size or width of the gap, so that they go, oh, I can't do this myself. This is a big deal and I do need to take action. Now we've got a layer of urgency behind it. Remember, if the buyer never sees a real problem because the gap is too small, then they're never going to spend money on the solution that's been put in front of them. So how do we know if this is what's getting our buyers stuck in a layer of gloopy status quo that's stopping them moving forward in the sales process? Well, they're going to give us objections like, hey, I just don't want it, or I don't get it, or I don't need it. They might also say, hey, I don't have time to do this. It's not a big enough problem to be worth me spending time to get a deal done with you. So that's what's causing the status quo. That's how we can identify it with these specific objections. Of course, now we want to know, how do we beat it? Well, we've got to define the current reality and the future reality of the buyer and then stretch the two apart. We do that by getting them to explain their current reality, the facts behind it, the emotions, the cost of not moving forward, other problems that are holding them back because of where they are right now. Then we've got to get them to better identify their future reality. Is it 6 months away, 12 months away, a week away? What does it look like? Are they going to make money, save headache, save heartache, employ new people, look good in front of their boss? What are they going to get in that bigger, brighter, bolder future reality? And if this reality right here is not big, bold, bright enough, if the gap is still too small, then we need to project things forward. What's working with you going to look like for them in 12 months rather than 6 months? I do this all the time when I'm selling VPs of sales, directors of sales, CEOs on our training services over at salesman.com. They'll ask, okay, what are we going to get in the next 30 days? And I'll explain, well, you'll get this, this, and this. And they'll go, okay, that's interesting and it's exciting, but, and you can see them becoming slightly deflated because they're excited to get on a call with me. So I will go, okay, that's 30 days. What does this look like at 6 months? What does this look like at 12 months at the end of our working together in this program? So here you can see I'm extending the gap. So it's now not 30 days and you can only get so much done in 30 days, right? But in a year, you can change your business around. You can change your sales team. You can change your salesperson performance from someone who is struggling to someone's at the top of the leaderboard in that organization. And it's then when the buyer understands, well, they're starting here, we're going to get all the way to there, that they go, yes, this does make sense to move forward. And urgency is now intrinsically part of the sales conversation. So that's how we deal with the buyer getting stuck in the status quo when the gap isn't big enough between what you're offering and the future value that they're going to get. Let's now take a look at how we can increase the cost of inaction from not working with us to increase urgency in the deal. Because if a buyer's agreed that you could probably help them out, but they're stuck in the sales process and they haven't closed the deal, what they're telling you is the cost of not taking action is less than the cost of taking action. And they'll communicate this in a number of ways. We have a number of objections. They'll say, I want to think about it, or just send me some information, or the classic one, right? And I hate hearing this. You've failed the sales call in the prospecting process as you hear this one. Let's circle back next quarter. So how do we get over this? This one's pretty simple. We've got to encourage the buyer to explain what's going to happen if they don't work with us. So the inverse of what we just did in the previous step. We want the buyer to give us the consequences of not working with us. So for example, with salesman.com, if you don't choose our training program, you're unlikely to get better. You're probably going to go backwards. Sales quotas each year don't get smaller. They only ever get bigger. So the gap between where you are right now and where you want to get to is getting bigger and bigger and bigger the longer you hold off this training process. Heck, depending on the size of your marketplace, you might be pissing off a bunch of customers who could be great buyers because you're spamming them, you're doing the process wrong, and you're just making yourself look like an idiot in the meantime. All of this adds up to an increased cost of inaction. I describe it like this regularly on our sales calls. If you sign up 6 months from now, well, you've just missed out on a whole chunk of commissions that you could probably have earned by working with us and improving your sales skill and becoming a person who gets all of this implemented in the meantime. All the coaching calls and the training that we do over at salesman.com, right? You just missed out on a bunch of commissions that would have paid for the training and you would have been in profit a month or two afterwards regardless. So the cost of inaction here for most salespeople, if they're not trained and they want to get trained, is cash, is commissions. So that's how you drive urgency, by drilling into the cost of inaction. Next, let's wrap up by looking at confirmation bias. And this is typically the most difficult one to both communicate to your buyers and also get them over the hump of. Confirmation bias is simple. Humans, for whatever reason, are wired to not change their mind once they've made a decision. Hey, we're using this sales training provider X, and well, I'm going to look like a bit of an idiot if I move over to you because I already committed to this individual. And the confirmation bias can be deadly, because even if there's loads of evidence that their current sales training provider sucks, that he's costing them money, both literally as in he's got a fee that he charges or she charges, but also he's providing such a terrible service and terrible advice that the team are going backwards and not hitting their quota, confirmation bias will encourage the person who has it to ignore all the evidence. And even though the confirmation bias sounds like a really stupid thing, right, a trait that we shouldn't have as humans, it's there to protect both your ego and your personal self-image as well. So it does kind of have a purpose. You'll hear evidence of confirmation bias when a buyer gives you objections like, hey, I'm happy with our current supplier. Even though you know that they're not happy, they're saying those words. Or, I think the way that we're doing things right now is good enough. Not that I don't think we can improve this. Not that with a little bit of work, effort, and cash, we could be 10 times better, when they turn around and say, hey, well, I think we're doing good enough. And you deal with this element of status quo by asking a few questions. You ask the question, hey, what you're doing right now, is it good enough? 9 times out of 10, they're going to say no. Obviously, there's always room for improvement. You can ask the buyer, hey, what evidence do you have to support the fact that what you're doing right now is working? And you'll find that most buyers have no evidence and no idea what is working and what isn't working either. Ask, how are you judging, based on the evidence, the performance? And then we go back to the fundamentals of selling. We align where they are right now, the bigger, brighter, bolder future that they could potentially have, and we position ourselves as the bridge from one side to the other. And to break through the status quo, to add urgency to a deal, to get deals done quicker, you're gonna have to go through these 3 steps over and over and over again. But if you can improve the perceived gap between where your buyer is right now and where they want to get to a point where they have to work with you to get the job done, if you can confidently explain the risks of not taking action and drive urgency from that perspective, and you can beat the buyer's confirmation bias and make them happy and excited to work with you, then you're instantly going to increase the level of urgency in the deal, and your deal is way, way more likely to move forward fast and hopefully come to a positive conclusion from your side.